biodiversity is at the core of every sort of life. Many of the medicines we get to cure diseases is coming from the from nature and from biodiversity. The food we eat, and it's key to our economies. Think of the fact that any number of jobs in the tourist industry and the fishing industry is completely dependent on the coral reefs. If we destroy the coral reefs, fisheries and tourism will suffer massively. And if we make them doing well, well, then tourism and fisheries will also do well.
What is your message during this COP13 here in Mexico? What do you want to say to the population?
That your life is absolutely dependent on the biodiversity on the planet. So please step up, demand that your politicians protect the beauty of this planet. When you go to the shop, buy the products which are environment friendly. If the citizens of the world mobilize, there is no limit to what we can achieve. And we as politicians need to set out the issue of the protection of the planet in much simpler terms, which can engage more of the people, because it's a citizens' movement to protect Mother Earth, which will be, at the end of the day, the decisive factor.
And what about fisheries with the tourism and all the activities in marine? How do you evaluate this?
We need to step up enormously globally to protect the fishing stocks of the oceans. By 2050, the combined weight of plastics in the oceans will, horribly enough, be more than the weight of fishes if we do not change. So, number one, let's stop the pollution to the oceans and remove plastics. Let's, number two, protect the coral reefs and the cradle of fishes. And let's, three, regulate fisheries and stop illegal and destructive fisheries. When nations come together to regulate fisheries, they are successful. Let me offer my own nation, Norway, as an example here. Norway has worked very closely with Russia, with Iceland, and with the European Union in regulating the fisheries in the North Atlantic. And some of the stocks who were close to extinction has now come back and give us an enormous opportunity for fishermen to get an income.
The Paris Agreement is now a reality, global goals, mm-hmm. also sustainable development. What will be the role of the biodiversity for all these agreements?
We should act so that we resolve the issue of climate change and make protection of the biodiversity and on nature one and the same process. As an example, if we protect the rainforest, because that's very, very important for climate, but it's also very important for all the species, all the animals and plants living there. So with the same money invested in protection of rainforest, you achieve both these two objectives at the same time. And the same, exactly the same with the coral reefs are destroyed because of climate change, but also because of local pollution. So again, if we restore them, it's good for climate adaptation and it's good for the local life of the fishes and other animals living in the seas. So for nearly everything we want to do, we can achieve progress on biodiversity and climate with the same money and with the same means.